Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Royal Daughters. My name is Sister Debbie. I want to welcome you all near and far, and welcome. Today we're going to be talking about fatherlessness. We're going to be dealing with some father issues, some father situations, but mainly more than that, wisdom and where it comes from and how a father plays such a foundational part of instilling instruction, wisdom, direction, insight, so on and so forth in the life of a child. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to have your will in your way. You're the Father, the Lord above all lords, the King of all kings. And so, Lord God, you're our teacher. You can teach us all things that we need to know. And so, God, we submit ourselves to you to learn of your spirit. We give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie, and I want to welcome all of you everywhere, everybody from everywhere, I should say. Let's go ahead now and start with Proverbs 4:1. Hear, O sons, a father's instructions, and be attentive that you may gain insight. What is Proverbs 4:1 talking about? Hear, O son, a father's instructions. You know, a lot of times, you know, people think that, you know, and I've heard people even say, you know, that, you know, there's no instruction book for parenting, you know, but the Bible is a instruction book for parenting. You know, it's important that we what hear, O sons, the father's instructions. So, well, I didn't have a father. Well, guess what? God's the father of the fathers. He said, well, I didn't know that. Well, that's why it's important for us to hear the instruction of a father, maybe a leader, maybe a pastor, maybe a mentor. But listen, we got to hear the instruction. We're going to make a lot of mistakes. We have to hear what thus says the Lord, or we're going to make mistakes. Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords, the King of kings. He is the Father of all fathers. God and the Father, come on, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're one. And so God, our Father, wants to teach us his will and his ways. It doesn't work any other way. Look, the book's already been written. So we'd be foolish to go another way. Jesus says again, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to the Father but by me. And so today I want to focus on helping fatherless sons and daughters, which is really my aim. Of course, everyone is welcome. I want to help everyone. But I really feel pulled towards helping the fatherless today. I'm drawn to that, especially when I look at the word wisdom and the instruction of a father, and how father and instruction are so synonymous, in that a father is your first teacher. He's the one, as I've read before, he's the first one who helps you with your identity and with provision and with covering you. So many things that a father does and he brings to the table. Of course, we know a lot about feminism. I won't get into a lot of that, and how they want to remove the father from the home, and that was the worst thing they could ever do. And God knew what he was doing by putting the father in the home. Amen. We find that we actually need fathers, and we do. A father is created in the image and the likeness of God. God said he made mankind fathers and mothers in his image. He made a man and a woman in his image. And so when we pull one part of that image out, oh my gosh, what a catastrophe. We don't have a problem. Not that God can't use single parents. List. You and Jesus, couple with Jesus can do anything, can do everything. Amen? Because God is the answer. He can do everything. He's everything. But God wanted to work just the way he had planned it. Amen? Oh, God is an architect. He makes everything well. He does all things well and excellently according to his pattern and his plan. We have to understand that and know that. Amen? So as we talk again about hear, O sons, and so the first thing we need to do is we need to hear. Oh, we got to be wise. We don't want to be foolish. We're not fools, right? When it says, verse 5 says, my son, be attentive to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may keep discretion and your lips may guard knowledge. And so on and on, all through the book of Proverbs, it talks about a father's instruction to his son. And really listen, now that's kind of general in the sense that he can be a grown adult. Isn't that the same thing? You can have an adult, you know, as myself, and we still need knowledge. We still need the father's instructions. We don't know everything. Listen, there's always going to be a head and then someone that receives. There's always going to be a leader and somebody that learns. There's always going to be the teacher and there's going to be the student. It's going to always be like that. God God set it up like that, parent and child. So in other words, you didn't just exist because you just thought it up or because some through some osmosis or some kind of evolutionary theory. Listen, I don't talk about evolution here. Let me tell you something. I believe in Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I believe in the Lord of glory, the King of kings, and Lord of lords. I believe in the Bible and the Bible alone. Amen. And so I'm not deceived because the Holy Spirit's my teacher. As I stay in the Word of God, I can hear the Word of God, and I can hear what thus says the Lord. So it's important to make, number one, Jesus Christ is Lord. Make him primary. He's your primary focus. Number two, the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Three, God gives unto us wisdom. The Bible says, Jesus has made known unto me wisdom. I don't have to walk around foolish. Listen, I don't got to say, well, I'm fatherless, and I don't have no hope. No, but guys, the Bible says that God says, I'm the father to the fatherless. Amen. And so today my heart is wrong to my thoughts. I'm thinking about the fatherless. I'm thinking about my own experiences as I begin to review some information, look at some statistics, even been studying this for years. Just, you know, I put it down for a little bit because I kind of went more into the study of the Bible. The Lord's been pulling me and just teaching me different things. So I've been focusing more on God and who he is, his characteristics, and then, of course, my identity. I love studying identity, but back to now again, our subject on wisdom, our scripture on hero son, a father's instruction, and how important and pertinent it is for us to hear the words of our father. It's not going to come any other way. We're going to keep bumping our heads. We're going to keep running around asking people who are looking for the same thing that we're looking for. Listen, come on, I want to save. I want you to save time. Go right to God, the God of the Bible. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Lay down his life, paid the price for our sins. We might know him, have a relationship with him. Come on, get it the way it's supposed to be. All right, let's not make our life harder than it already is. Amen. The Bible says again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. I am drawn to, pulled to Psalms 45. It's coming to mind. Let me go ahead and read. This is one of my, I want to say, most popular verses that I tend to share on specifically. I taught a class based on this particular verse, but I want to focus on this verse. 8, verse 9 says, daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. And let me tell you something. This is one thing about the Holy Spirit. One thing about the Word of God. You get revelation, you get rhema as you read the Word of God. What does that mean? That means that God opens up your eyes even more. You might read the Bible today and get one understanding. Tomorrow he'll give you even more, another revelation. He'll bring light to your eyes. He gives you understanding as you begin to read the Word of God. Because the Holy Spirit, he's real, he's life. So then he gives you revelation. Amen. So when I read that word, very important, I want you to hold on to this, the word honor. You know, this says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There's another verse, Proverbs 31:30, which says that charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. A woman that honors the Lord shall be praised. See, as we begin to fear the Lord and honor the Lord, and we humble ourselves before the Lord, he's able to teach us. Amen. We're able to learn the truth. He is truth. We're able to receive the truth because we've humbled ourselves. Now he can impart truth to us. Amen. You know, we can't teach an old dog new tricks. What we're saying, we've got to humble ourselves, become teachable like children, and allow the Lord to teach us and train us and show us his will and his way as his children, because he wants his children to know how to live on the earth. And so that's what wisdom is all about. It's applied knowledge. But it's more than that. It's staying connected to the source of wisdom, who's Jesus Christ. Staying connected to Jesus Christ, which is the Word of God, which is also Jesus Christ. It's staying connected to wisdom, who is also Jesus Christ, because Jesus is everything. Amen. And he has known, Jesus Christ has made known to me wisdom. Jesus Christ is wisdom from God. God wants us to have his mind. Amen. And so it's taking me back to years and years and years ago when I was young and my son was young. And I ran from wisdom. I'm like, I don't want to know the difference between right and wrong, because if I know the difference between right and wrong, I'm going to be accountable. I'm going to have to do it. But I remember at some point desiring it, and I was too afraid to even ask for it. But then I don't know, at that time I may have asked for it, but I know, remember later on, I was watching TBN. I heard of Larry Lee, and he began to talk about wisdom, and I was drawn to it. And I remember at some point, I think before I heard it, I said, God, give me your wisdom. And since then, we're talking about, how old is my son? 38 years old, 37. So God has been giving me and being faithful, teaching me wisdom. Let me tell you, it's ongoing. Wisdom is connected to instruction. Come on, wisdom is connected. We can go ahead and we can read. Let's go to Proverbs. Did I get to my verse? Hold your finger there, because I don't want to go ahead. I want to go too far ahead. We're going to get to, let's put it that way. We're going to get over to Proverbs 1. Let's go. Let me go ahead and finish up what I'm saying with Psalms 45 and 9. And so, again, it says ladies of honor. So I'm going to say ladies of honor, ladies that fear the Lord. It says daughters of kings are among your ladies of honor. At your right hand stands the queen of gold of Ophir. Here we go. This is the point I'm trying to get to, 10. Hear, O daughter, and consider and incline your ear. So you got to hear, not just, you know, come on. You know, a lot of us have to work on listening. Hello. Not just, you know, just hearing some words randomly. No, no, no. Catch it in your ear. Catch it in your spirit. Let God give you a illumination and light to your eyes. Give you a revelation, understanding. Give you a rhema for the day. Speak to your heart about, amen, what he wants to talk to you about. So first we got to do what here? Oh, daughter, come on. We got to humble ourselves before the Lord. Repent before the Lord. Empty out before the Lord. And allow the Lord to now impart to us, pour into us his wisdom, his mind, his way of doing things. Amen. Our way did not work. It says, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And so it doesn't, our ways, just, they don't work. We haven't had the training. We don't have the insight. We don't have the light of our eyes. We don't have the Holy Spirit. Listen, and if we have the Holy Spirit, we listen to the Holy Spirit. He's all truth, and he will lead us into all truth. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Amen. So ask God for Jesus Christ, get saved. Amen. God wants to save me. He wants us to be filled with his Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God, the mind of God, the ways of God, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And say, it's in verse 10, it says, hear, O daughter. Now, it says, and consider, okay? And consider. You got to consider what God's saying here. Okay, Lord, let us reason together. You know what? I'm honest. God, you know what? I tried my way. They did not work. I made a whole lot of mistakes. Look at your life. I'm not saying condemn yourself. Listen, you know it does not work without God. Hear, O daughter. Listen, God is confident enough to say, hear, O daughter, and consider. come on and consider, because I know who I am. I want you to understand, hear, O daughter, and consider. And this is what it means to me as I read it. Hear, O daughter, and consider. And he said, and incline your ear. God has already said, he said, lean into my word. Lean into my wisdom. The Bible says, trust in the Lord. Amen. With all thine heart. And lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God wants us to lean into his wisdom. Come on. Incline your ear. Open up your ear. Trust the Lord God with all your heart. Come on. He wants you to open up your heart. And we're going to talk about the heart, because I think the heart and God's tender, loving care is so important and pertinent to us trusting God and leaning into his wisdom and getting the understanding and example of a good godly Christian father, and how we're supposed to lay that format if you didn't have that kind of layout of foundation, and how tenderness and love and care and concern and his acceptance and guidance and on-hand teaching and instruction and patience and all that works together, and the fruits of the Spirit, and how you need the love, the joy, the peace, and all of that to begin to trust, and then to begin to realize how God operates, and not to be afraid because he hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, and how God functions when beginning to learn his ways and being still before the Lord and waiting on him. So many lessons and so many things that we can learn, okay? So I don't want to go too ahead. Right, here, let me slow down a little bit. It says again, forget your people and your father's house. So here the Lord is saying in verse 45 and 10, hear, O daughter, this is what the word is saying, hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. In other words, you got to forget everything you listen that you think you know. What am I saying about that? I'm talking about all the old ways, all the old habits, all the old things, all those things that didn't work. I'm not talking about the things that are of God. I'm talking about the things that didn't work. Come on, you know that ain't working. Get out of that. Just give it all to God. Empty out. God says, now what are you saying? And the king will desire your beauty. So now you say, well, I'm empty. It's like, okay, wait. I gave away the man and the house and the car and the dog. There's nothing left. Well, okay, good. You're in a good place. Now I can begin to do what? Oh, my goodness. Now God can begin to talk to you, talk about how beautiful you are in his sight. You're talking, what beauty, what in the world is God talking about? There ain't nothing left. No. God said he created you in his image and in his likeness. God says that he loves you with an everlasting love. And so you have to get a revelation of his love for you. That's a good place to start. Let's put that down. I know number one, of course, is always knowing God. Number two, Jesus Christ is the word of God. Three, we definitely need the baptism, the power of the Holy Spirit to give us revelation, the insight, and instruction. Number four, and wisdom. Five, we need to humble ourselves before the Lord God and receive the instruction of the Father. And do trust in the Lord. Amen. Let's put trust in there. And then also what we need to do, we need to realize, listen, after we've emptied out before the Lord, humbled ourselves before the Lord, repented before the Lord, realizing, oh, my God, the Lord himself, the beautiful one, calls me beautiful. How in the world is that possible? Because, again, God created you in his image and his likeness, and now you need to find out who you are. And this Father who's all-knowing, who knows everything, knows who you are. He's not confused. He's not, deceived. He's the truth. I'm not saying we don't have things that are wrong with us and things that we need to overcome and get healed and delivered from and get free from and all go on and so forth, proclivities and weaknesses. I'm saying this Father knows the intentions of his heart. He knows why he created you, what he made. Amen. When he made us in Genesis 1, it says that he created man, and he says it was very good. So we got to find out what the good intent of God's heart was when he made you. And so when he says you're beautiful, let's go ahead and discover. You got to go ahead and say, God, who am I? Who did you create me to be? That's a real good place to start, a real good point to start. And so it says, and the king will desire your beauty. So now he's got your ear. Oh, wait. There's something good about me. There's something beautiful about me. Yes. Because God just said it. So you got to find out what God created you and made you to do. Of course, you have to worship him, absolutely, to glorify him. And how did he call you to do it? How did God specifically call you in the arena that he's called you in the country, the place of the city, the place of the home, wherever town that he's called you specifically to be in? How has God called you, created you to glorify him? Amen. To give him glory through your life, through who you are, through your testimony, through your witness, through the ways God has touched you. Amen. And so we got to find out, who is this King of Glory? Who is this King that he would look on man and he would want to have fellowship with man and have a relationship with man and sup with man and to man and relate to man, who was created in the, out of the dust? He made Adam out of the dust. Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, but God created them, man. He made them. He made them both in his image and his likeness. Who is this God? And then who is this God that loves me, who says I'm beautiful? And so as you begin to spend time with God and delve into the scriptures, and God is able to talk to you, as you begin to speak to him, he'll give you rhema. That means personal revelation of his word, amen, to you. And that's why it's important for us to pray and spend time with God. Not for any selfish reason, like, oh, Lord, tell me this and that. I want this and this and that. No, it's not a genie in a bottle. But it's now since it's father-son, daughter, or father-daughter, a relationship that he wants to build with you. Father-son, father-daughter, he wants you to get to know him, know his ways, know your inheritance. There's so much he has for you, amen? But he wants to really build a love relationship with you. So that's a real good place to start. As we talk about the wisdom of God, it's so connected to his heart, connected to love. Because, listen, God is the all-knowing God. He's the faithful God. He's the holy God. He's the all-loving God. Can there nobody else going to die on the cross for you, for your sin, and be risen again from the dead of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one, the true and holy one. Listen, he gave his blood for you, and there's nothing else can as priceless as his blood. Can nobody redeem you but the blood of the Lamb? That's just the truth. And so as we begin to talk about the scripture, and I'm going to go back here to Psalms 45. I'm going back over here somehow. I kind of want to flip the page. 11, and the king will desire your beauty. Let's do that today. You know, fathers, daughters, and fathers of the son, there's a God that loves you with an everlasting love, who wants to know you, who wants to open you up and heal your wounds and deliver you and set you free and know you intimately as a father. Amen. As a child knows his father, he wants to hold you, he wants to caress you, he wants to heal you. He wants you to know him. Amen. He wants to teach you, he wants to train you, he wants to guide you. Listen, I know some of you may not have had the experience of a father, of a dad, of somebody guiding and leading you and teaching you. I understand that. I really do. But listen, God is now saying, okay, guess what? Let me take your hand. I'm the creator of all fathers. I will lead you. I will guide you. I will teach you. Let me become your father through my son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to read. I'm going to get into Romans 10 and 9 to get an opportunity, amen, through Jesus Christ, to receive God as father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. And so we see, it's because the Bible says, let me go ahead and go on over there and see what the Lord is saying. We'll probably get back to Romans 45 and 11 and Proverbs 1 if the Lord leads me that way. Let's go ahead. One more scripture, you all, for right now. And that, I'm just going to mention it. I don't know if he's going to have me go into it right now. But Romans 10 and 9, that's in the New Testament. And it says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim, okay? So God is what? What he's saying right now to you, right now. God, look, faith is now. What is he saying? But what does it say? The word is near you right now. Look, salvation is right now. Jesus is here right now. Wisdom is here right now. The Father to the Fatherless is here right now. Come on. Listen, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word that we proclaim. Here it is. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Amen? I'm going to read it again. For what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart
that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And though that's how you're saved, that's how you're brought into the family of God. The family, God made families, amen, for his glory, families to represent him, families to know him, families to give him glory. And God has now brought you into his family because the Bible says to many as received him, to them he gave the power or the right to become children of God. And when you receive Jesus Christ, you become a child of God and you're part of his family. Listen, you're no longer abandoned. Listen, your father may have abandoned you or left you out and hurt you, abused you, but this father is perfect. Perfect loving Father will never abandon you, nor hurt you, nor abuse you. Oh my God, he will never leave you, nor forsake you. So draw nigh to him, be connected to him, connect to him by the Holy Ghost, and let him begin to teach you and to train you and empty out of your old ways and say, God, begin to fill me up with your ways. Amen. Praise God. Now we're going to go on. And so for all everyone who received that verse, amen, listen, if you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, he's faithful. He will come in. Amen. Because he says, I stand at the door and knock, and whoever opens up the door, he will come in and he will sup with you. Amen. So open up your heart to receive the Lord of glory. Amen. Again, if we confess with our sins, let's read again. This is the word. You repeat after me. Ah, my God. But if you confess, but Lord wants me to go back to 8, but what does it say? The word is near you right now, you all. Listen to you individually. I'm talking to you. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you, put your name right there, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Ooh, my God, he comes in, doesn't he? For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. The scripture says everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. There's no distinction between Jew and Greek. Same Lord and Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. And so you start off with salvation. Start off with asking God to forgive you of all your sins, asking him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness and from every sin, and from going your own way and say, God, yeah, I want to go your way. I realize you're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords. You're the King that Israel was looking for. Oh, God, you're the King who died on the cross for my sins to bring me back to you and to the Heavenly Father and to relationship the way it was supposed to be, in the covenant relationship with you. Maybe my daddy didn't know it. Maybe my mama didn't know it. But I know it, God. And I can start off by living right and knowing right and going the right way and teaching my generations and my children your ways that they might be blessed and that they may come to know you and to walk with you and be healed and delivered and set free. Amen. 45 and 12. I don't want to go too fast. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the one that opens up our eyes and gives us revelation. It's the Holy Spirit that guides us and leads us to all truth. He's our teacher. The Bible tells us he's our teacher. So verse, let me just be still and hear the Lord. So I'm asking the Lord to heal you now. Amen. From your father issues or problems, father wounds, situations in your heart where they hurt you. Could be a mother loss. Could be a mother wound. Could be a family, somebody in your family, an aunt, someone in your family that hurt you. Somebody maybe through abandonment or abuse. And so I'm asking the Lord to heal you, touch you now in that place where you hurt in your heart, in your soul, in your spirit, that the Lord will begin to massage and heal your heart, amen, and that you would receive the word of the Lord. Oh, God, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father. From the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, I thank you for setting them free. I thank you they can put down the wine bottle, God. They can put down the alcohol, God, and they can put up, hallelujah, hold, open up their arms to receive the Most High. God, Father, I thank you, God, that you do divine surgery right now, God, where they're afraid, where they're fearful, where they've been hurt so much in the past, they don't know who they can trust, but God, you told us to trust in you, and we can trust in the Lord, God, Most High, God, you cannot lie, God, you are the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, you are who you say you are, God, and so we trust in you, and we look to you, God. I ask you to heal every person that's listening in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. I don't even think I'm going to go on. I wanted to go on, but I don't think that I'm going to. We're just going to stop at, and the King will desire your beauty, since he is your Lord. Bow to him. And so it's just important that we bow to him. It's important that we humble ourselves before him. It's important that we receive from him. It's important for us to realize that he is the one and true God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's no other God higher than him. He's the highest source. Come on, y'all. He's the highest force. Come on. The force be with you. It's Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. He's the way, the truth, and the life. I have nothing else to say. I believe this is part one only because I needed to delve into wisdom like I needed to. But let me tell you, the wisdom is of God. Jesus Christ has been made into us wisdom. Listen, I gave you Jesus. Let me tell you, he's primary. He's the beginning, the middle, and the end. And it's nothing like the beginning, amen? And so that's the best place to start. And so we hope that we'll be able to, God willing, be able to build upon this foundation, because the Bible says no other foundation can anyone lay but that is laid, but that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And so as we begin to build on this foundation, I may entitle it by another title. I don't know. Hopefully I'll do a part two. If not, you want to definitely go over the scriptures and the Proverbs. Proverbs, you get lots of wisdom, instruction, and training, lots of help. God is not here to, he's not a condemner. Satan condemns. God will convict us of sin, but God will not put you down. That's not his nature. I want you to read Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And realize he's your teacher. He's your father. He loves you. He wants to train you, hold your hand, guide you, give you everything that you need to live successfully. Amen. He wants, but we have to walk with him. We have to want wisdom. We have to ask God for wisdom. Listen, and if you was like me back in the day and I was rebellious against wisdom, I had to admit that, listen, Debbie, come on, something's wrong. This ain't working out. Come on, don't be afraid. And I asked God, and he began to put this desire in me for wisdom. The Bible says he works in you both to will and to do of his good work. The Lord works in you both to will and to do of his good will. And so he began to work his desire in me. So God can put the desire in you, amen? And just let me to be honest, say, God, right now I just like bumping my head being silly. I mean, foolish. Listen, I know that sounds real not smart. But I'm saying, being honest about where you really are, and then say, God, can you deliver me from myself? Because right now I ain't even making no sense, or where I'm just really, whatever. I'm saying God will meet you right there where you are. And if you're serious, God will help you. Amen. God will help you. And if you're just foolish, then listen. Even the fact that you're acknowledging that you're foolish is a step, because God can help you. At least you're acknowledging. Amen. And then repent of it and say, God, I realize I'm being foolish. I need you to deliver me from the fear or the afraid, thinking I'm going to lose something by yielding. No, no, no. I gain by trusting you, because you're life and life eternal. Blessings are in your hand. They're in your right hand forevermore. So you have blessings for me. So the devil has been deceiving me. I've been listening to the devil, following the devil, drinking, doing whatever it is that you're doing, sexing it up, whatever I was doing. Taking weed, whatever it was that you were doing, whatever's making you be distracted, overeating, hello, whatever it is, and I haven't yielded to your blessing that you wanted me to have. I just need to wait on you and trust your goodness. Trust that you'll be good to me. You said if the son asks his father for a piece of bread, will he give him a stone? No, you're not going to give me a stone. You're going to give me good. You're going to give me the Holy Spirit, who is your good spirit. Father, you're going to give me what's good and what's best for me. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in on today. I pray that you were able to receive something that I shared today, be it on the Father's instruction, on wisdom, on the Holy Spirit, on Jesus the Lord, something. God bless you again. And, listen, we'll be back. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye.